opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You sure about that, Shams? Sure about that? You sure they're not going to be very good next year without Tatum? Because I'm not so sure.
The East is wide open.
We were going through the, I think it was title odds, or was it odds
it was
to win
title
the East?
Odds, but it's same thing. If you wanted to just remove the Western teams, I'm sure the odds are the same. I mean, the numbers change, but the ranking would be the same.
It was Cleveland, New York,
yeah,
Orlando, and then Boston. And that was before they made this trade. That's knowing that Jason Tatum is out. Now, look, Giannis could move to a team like Miami. Maybe that changes the landscape. Maybe somebody goes to Giannis instead of the other way around. Like, who knows? Like, stuff can change, obviously. But sitting here today, I'm not sure the Celtics are going to be a bad team. In fact, you can make a case they got worse. You can make a case they got better. Simons is more of an offensive player than certainly Drew Holiday. Let's see how it all shakes out. But they got a good player and a guy who can score 20 a game and shoot at a high clip. What's the sacrifice at the other end? We'll find out.
Updated odds.
Yep.
Celtics are now the third Eastern Conference team as a favorite to win the finals.
So, like, when you say it's going to be a long season without them, they're not going to win a championship. I know that.
Right.
But can they be a top four seed in the East, which means you're hosting a round at home and you're making a run at 50 wins and maybe you could make a run to an Eastern Conference final? I don't rule any of that out. I don't rule any of that out. And on top of that, if you believe Tatum's going to be ahead of schedule, maybe he's back on the team by the end of the year. So, yeah, I think they can be pretty good next year.
The Eastern Conference standings from last year, starting at the top, Cleveland Cavaliers, who Darius Garland's currently hurt, and they also have a huge salary. They are probably going to have to move on from a couple guys. I assume they keep Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, which is a great place to start. But do you think Jared Allen is definitely there? Do you think Darius Garland's definitely there?
No.
So they're going to change their roster. Celtics are obviously two. The Knicks were third. They don't have a head coach right now. They might feel the need to make another big move, too. Josh Hart was even talking about it. He's like, well, we know what the contracts are on the team, and that's why he was so disappointed when they lost, because he's like, there's no guarantee that we're all back. So the Knicks might have to make moves. The Pacers, obviously Halliburton's out for the year. The Bucks are talking about trading Giannis away. The two teams that I kind of like that might not be ready are the Pistons and the Magic. I think the Pistons and the Magic are teams that are going to be better than they were this year. They have singular stars in Cade Cunningham and Paolo Banchero. But are they really ready to like win the conference and go to the NBA Finals? I wouldn't bet on it. I just like them. I wouldn't bet on it. And then after that, you have the teams like 8 through whatever. So all the top teams from last year are dealing with at least something. And obviously the Celtics are. They don't have Jason Tatum. But they were the deepest team in the league last year. So even when you lose Tatum, where does that put them? Where do they go? And if you have Brown, White, now Simons, Pritchard, whatever they get for Porzingis, they're right there with everybody else. They're right there.
So I just had the thought to go look at that Ringer Top 100 player listing. They had Drew Holiday 70th. Anthony Simons is 87.
Okay.
So it's a downgrade.
But it's closer than you would maybe think.
You still have 5 top 100 players without Tatum on the list. And, you know, what are they going to get for Porzingis? That's a moving target. But Pritchard, Simons, Jalen, Porzingis for now.
Yeah.
And who am I missing?
Derek White.
Thank you. Derek White. Duh. You still have five guys in the top 100. So you should be, again, in the mix in the Eastern Conference. You're not that much worse, if at all, worse than the Orlando Magic. Never mind New York.
Yeah.
Never mind Indiana, who's without Halliburton. Never mind Cleveland. So I'm with you on that. They should be. Looking at the landscape now, they should still be a very competitive team next year. Not a true title contender.
No.
But definitely a playoff team, like, and a team that could win a round or two.
Who's a title contender in the Eastern Conference?
Oh, no, in the East.
In the East.
Mm.
So this is what's fun about this is I was thinking of the 2026 season being sort of a be competitive, play spoiler. Maybe like a young player sort of emerges, Jaylen Brown, see what he does as like the lead guy, and then you're ready to hit the ground running when Tatum returns in 27. Now, with Halliburton getting injured, Durant kind of staying out west and not like jumping onto one of these teams, not impacting anything in the East, still waiting to see on Giannis, some of the things that, you know, Cleveland and New York might have to do. Like, oh, this might be more than just like a fun play spoiler year. Like, there's a great chance they go further in the playoffs next year than they even did this year. Doesn't mean they win a title or anything, but it just means it's going to be a season, I think, worth paying attention
to. That's a good way of putting it. They could go farther this upcoming season than they just did. I agree with that. That's not a prediction, but they could. The Ringer, by the way, lists Anfernee Simons as a walking bucket, still searching for his place in the basketball universe. He's a quote-unquote pull-up threat and a spacer.
Yeah, walking bucket.
I think
what a great compliment.
He's more of a playmaker than I expected. I was reading Forsberg
today. 5 assists
a
game.
Simons is a solid playmaker, Forsberg writes, who averaged a career-best 5.5 assists a game 2 years ago. He ranked in the 80th percentile in assist percentage among all combo guards this past season per Cleaning the Glass data. So let's see how that all translates. He's probably a better playmaker than I thought. I think of him as just a shooter, an undersized shooter at that.
Yeah. A little, like Monte Ellis to his game?
Maybe.
You know, like a scorer?
So yeah. You
probably
wonder,
a shooter, though.
Is he here long-term? Because he's a free agent at the end of this season, this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
So what's their plan? Are they going to pay him? Are they going to commit to him? Is he just a trade chip? Are they trying to boost his trade value and then flip that for something else that'll fit better with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? Maybe. Is he a guy who's going to maybe shoot too much for our own comfort? And is Joe Mazzulla going to tinker with him in the worst way? He already shot 9 threes a game. What the hell is he going to shoot?
Not enough.
When he gets here, he's going to be shooting 12, 15 threes a game once he gets here. So what does that mean for the direction of the Celtics? But overall, way better return than I expected. And I'm interested now in what they can get for Porzingis. I will back down off this, Keith.
Okay.
I said going into the offseason, I thought Porzingis was a player they'd get more for than Jrue Holiday.
Oof, it's going to be tough.
I don't. Now that I've seen the return, I don't think that anymore.
Okay.
I thought because he was an expiring deal, and I thought because teams could talk themselves into, well, if he ever stayed healthy, he could go
but
on a crazy
be.
Run
there still
in a
might
contract.
Be a team like
there might be, but
I don't get the fit.
I doubt they're doing better than Simons for Porzingis. Still.
But why does Portland even want Holiday?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I can understand why other teams would want Porzingis. Like a good team, any playoff team, which is 20 of the teams in the league, would probably say, hey, let me take a chance on Porzingis.
And any bad team could still bring him in because he's an expiring deal.
Right.
Like a bad team would want nothing to do with Holiday. They were
or
like,
so we thought.
Well, true. Portland is that team unless they're flipping him.
Yeah.
So you're right. That's what we thought. Good
no, but
point.
Simons is very important for this year because Holiday himself only took 9 shots a game. Right. So you're like, all right, well, you're basically swapping out a really good defensive player for a really good offensive player. But Jason Tatum took 20 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
So Tatum and Holiday are off the team. That's close to 30 shots a game. So even if Simons comes in and takes 15, 16 shots, there's still another 15, 16 that need to be created by somebody else.
So I think Nick said this to me today. I'm like, well, he's not going to shoot as much as in Portland.
He
Nick's
might.
Like, there's a ton of shots to go around.
He might.
Which there are. So he might shoot more.
Yeah.
By the way, just to close the loop on Simons and what he is as a player, Forsberg had his defensive metrics as well.
Okay. listen, work in progress, I would imagine.
Opponents shot 51% against Simons last year, or 4.4% higher than his expected output per the NBA's track.
Oh, they just got hot. They just got hot on him. That's all right. That's not on him.
He should be a better defender here with better defenders around him, but that doesn't make him a good defender.
Well, definitely. I mean, nobody was like, oh, Ray Allen, confusing him with the glove. But, like, that team, the team defense was really good. So if he's playing with Derek White a lot, that's going to help.
And Jaylen. I mean, those guys should help.
And then I'm definitely interested to see what they do as far as the big is concerned. Because I definitely, when we were speculating on what the team could be and what players were out there, I didn't think Anfernee Simons was going to be on the team.
Me either. And Brad's had a bunch of these. And so he might have one lined up with Porzingis, too. Like, who knew they were going to acquire Porzingis in the first place when they swung that deal? Who knew they were going to get Horford for Kemba Walker going back? So, like, Brad tends to lay in wait on some of these trades. 617-779-7937, text line. Guys, isn't Portland where the Seas got Holiday from in the beginning? It's true. If they wanted Holiday so bad, they could have just had him a couple of years ago. They had him.
But that was part of, like, that weird orchestrated, right? Wasn't that, like, the... He was on the team for... He never played for Portland.
No, he was on the team for, like, a week. Lillard got dealt away. He went there, and then, like, a week later, he came here.
And then, like, that was when the Brogdon deal went down, everything else, right? Time Lord.
Yep. Mark is in Medford. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, two things, guys. The first thing is, does Simons automatically get inserted in the starting five of this Pritchard Dake Holiday's place? And how do you feel about stealing Stevens?
What do you think of that? Stealing Stevens.
I like Brad Stealens. Brad Stealens is good to me. I think Simon starts. To me personally, Peyton Pritchard was so good as a sixth man, I would keep him in that same role.
Me too. So looking at the team now, and that's assuming they actually keep Simons, they don't flip him, which I assume they're going to keep him to start the year, but by the trade deadline, he could be gone. Because remember, you have to dip below the luxury tax really in practice by the deadline. Yeah. You don't have to do it on opening night in the NBA.
Yeah, they might.
You can go into the year over the luxury tax and then dip below by the deadline. So I don't know that Simons is here for the long term. But to start the year, I would have him in the starting lineup and Pritchard off.
It is weird. Like, you know, you're basically starting 3-2 guards, but, like, it doesn't matter anymore in the NBA. You know, it's a far cry from... I still go back to, like, the 08 team where you had a prototypical guy at each position. Like, you had a real point guard, a real 2, a 3-4-5, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas now, if you start White, Brown, and Simons, that's literally 3 shooting guards. But whatever. That's just the way the NBA is.
617-779-7937. We'll get into all your feedback here on the Celtics trading away. Jrue Holiday, are they better or worse? What else does Brad Stevens have up his sleeve? And what exactly are the Celtics getting in Anfernee Simons? We have a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off drafts with the NBA draft on the way at 11:30. That's 1 hour from now. A lot of good drafts.
A lot of drafts. Well, tomorrow night you get the NBA draft.
Mm-hmm,
a lot of plenty of other drafts we're interested in.
We'll also get to Kiefer Madness at 12:45, so don't miss it. We'll get to the Sox and Angels at 11. Rough loss last night.
Tough night.
The Red Sox are unfortunately getting closer and closer to being full-blown sellers. Which I'm not on board with, but I'm reading the tea leaves on that. Let's get to the Patriots, though, coming up next. Phil Perry had an interesting item over the weekend, ranking all the top weapon groups in the NFL. Where do the Patriots come in? Spoiler alert, it's not very high on the list. And what's the outlook this year for Steph Diggs? All that next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
That was Bedard really talking up Travion Henderson.
All right.
Which ties into the Patriots and their weapons and how good they are or not good they are for Drake May going into year two.
Yeah, they're not great.
We'll get into that with all your phone calls in a moment. 617-779-7937. We're, of course, reacting to the Jrue Holiday trade earlier today. Holiday out, Celtics get Anthony Simons, 20-point per game guy, roughly, 38% shooter from three, 26 years old, extension eligible, 1 year left on his deal, plus a couple of second-round picks. Celtics don't sound like they're done, by the way. Porzingis expected to move. Terp said, I'd expect something probably before the draft.
Okay.
We should have listened to Terp earlier this week. He tried to warn us about Jrue Holiday. So expect something soon on Porzingis. You just flagged a tweet from Chris
Sam,
Mannix.
Talking about Sam Hauser basically generating a lot of interest. So his contract kicks up next year. So we all assumed is going to be traded. But yeah, I mean, teams around the league, that's the kind of guy that teams would want. Sort of like an eighth man, but a three-point specialist. So, I don't know, maybe you end up getting more for him than I thought. Like, Brad Stevens has a way to maybe take Porzingis, Holiday, and Hauser and turn them into not just salary dumps, not just, oh, we're under the apron, but like but three guys that can really help.
And that, so, because I'm annoyed at Chisholm coming in and wanting to peel pieces off. I do get it more with Tatum hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm annoyed at that. Like, you're going to sacrifice a year where the East is wide open. Holiday for Simons, to me, you're getting a real player back. That's not a sacrifice per se. You're getting a different style of player.
I think you can actually upgrade. Like, on paper, it's not an upgrade because you're like, oh, these guys will just be healthy and they'll be out there. But what does 35, 36-year-old Jrue Holiday look like? And what does Porzingis ever look like, unfortunately?
Good point.
The guy's hurt all the time. So even though if you guaranteed me he'd be healthy for a whole playoff series, I would take Porzingis over whoever they get in return. But if you tell me, like, it's this guy's injury history versus Porzingis's, I think the team overall will be better. Hopefully a guy you can actually rely on.
And so there's still $18 million into the second apron. They shaved a little bit of money off that with the trade last night, but not much. So Hauser would help them in that regard. Porzingis would get them under it. So you can weigh in on that. Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox top of the hour. Another rough loss if you stayed up for it.
Oh,
I did,
God,
unfortunately.
I know. What a mistake.
And Red Sox every day taking a step closer to selling, which stinks. But Phil Perry over the weekend put out his NFL Playmaker Rankings.
Playmaker Rankings?
Okay, so
Playmakers was a great show.
I did enjoy that show.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was a little too real.
I mean, the NFL.
They put the kibosh on that. Shut it down.
So he went through all the different skill groups in the NFL and ranked them 1 through 32.
Wow.
Like, for instance, the top tier Keith on a tier Tuesday.
Oh, boy. This is
from
good.
Phil. He did this on a Friday.
All right.
We'll get to our tiers coming up 11:30. Studs everywhere?
Studs everywhere.
Eagles, Bucks, Bengals, Vikings, Lions. Okay?
Yeah.
Bet the over was another tier. Imperfect, but star-powered. Deep enough to scare you.
What?
Which?
Come on, Phil.
You can't. NSFW, Phil. My God.
Good Lord, Phil. I mean, I was questioning studs everywhere. That was one, but I let that one go.
How about this one? I didn't even notice this till right now. In his tears. Kind of frisky on paper.
He's losing it.
Cease and desist, Phil.
Yeah. Phil, come on.
Can't be trusted.
All right.
And then we get to the bottom tier.
What's that one called?
Help Wanted. AKA where the Patriots reside. Though they're not at the top of the tier, Keith. He ranked and did tiers here.
How about that? So tiers within a ranking.
Uh-huh.
So he really did some work here.
Carolina at 29, Tet McMillan, Adam Thielen, Chuba Hubbard, Xavier Leggett. Definitely better weapons than the Patriots have, and I don't even like McMillan.
Yeah, but that's not great.
The Browns at 30. Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, David Njoku, Quinshon Judkins.
Dude, Jerry Jeudy was like all pro last year.
Deontay
Cedric
Johnson.
Tillman was averaging like 150 yards a game.
Yeah,
you love
Tillman. I understand.
Nick's all about
Tillman.
If we want to talk up guys I'd bring up Njoku.
Jerry Jeudy might be a top 10 receiver. Okay. He's got them that low.
The quarterback that can throw.
The Pats are at 31. One spot
not
in front
last.
Of the Tennessee Titans, who have Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Tony Pollard, and Chig Okonkwo. I might take their weapons over the Patriots, but whatever.
So who does he have? Because he's only picking four per team?
Like
the top four guys?
He had more. For the Patriots, he highlights Diggs, Douglas.
Yikes.
Is this alphabetical? Henderson. He somehow has Derrick Henry on their tier. That's a typo.
Hunter Henry.
That must have been what he meant to do. It says Derrick Henry, but he must
Mike
have meant Rambles to put
like,
in
yes,
Hunter
please.
Henry. Sorry, Diggs, Douglas, Hunter Henderson, Henry. Hunter Henry,
all right.
Ramondre Stevenson, Kyle Williams. That looks alphabetical.
Yeah, it's better than it was last year, but it's obviously not very good. And you have a couple of guys that we don't know, like Henderson. Or we sort of started the segment talking about Henderson and Williams could go either way. Like they could be really good.
Yeah.
Rookies, or they could be kind of.
If you were going to bet, which way do they go?
I think Henderson might be all right. I think Williams won't be
okay.
That'd be my bet. Yeah. No, I think it really is so much dependent on Steph Diggs. Like, that's why this guy is so important, because without, and this is when you and I argued a couple weeks ago, the Patriots need Diggs more because he really changes it. If you remove him altogether from this list, they are 32nd. And there's not like a ton of upside.
Right. On the Jones rankings, they might be 32nd anyway.
Right.
But they might be 32nd. Fair. Yeah. That's an example for why the Patriots need Diggs. Let me give you an example why Diggs needs the Patriots. Phil also had a table in the middle of this ranking notable NFL receivers in their first year following a torn ACL.
Oh, no. I'm not going to like this, I don't think.
Kendrick Bourne. We should know this one well. Yeah. Age 29. He had 28 catches for 305 coming off an ACL. Mike Williams, also last year, 21 for 298. Year prior, Odell Beckham, 35 for 565. He was 31, by the way. So was Williams. These are guys in their 30s like Diggs. You want a younger player, explosive athlete?
Yeah, please.
How about Jamison Williams for the Lions? Good player.
Yeah.
Not coming off
theory.
Not coming off the ACL, 24 for 354.
Yeah. They have studs everywhere.
Michael Gallup in 23.
I mean, he's a bomb.
34 for 418. Here's the one exception. Chris Godwin, who the Patriots wanted more than Steph Diggs.
I would say
104 for 1,000.
Steph Diggs more like Chris Godwin than Michael Gallup, right? Like, if you, I'm just saying, like, how much worse was Gallup, or was he just kind of also bad?
Fair.
Still?
I mean, Beckham was definitely worse. Mike Williams definitely worse.
Was, yeah.
Bourne,
but Beckham was
Williams.
On that boat, though. They never won a game after that.
Robert Woods coming off an ACL back in 22, 53 for 527. He was also in his 30s.
Yeah.
George Pickens, here's a young explosive player that I like. Off an ACL injury out of college, 52 for 801.
The wild man, too.
Beckham's on this list again in 2021, 44 for 537. Cortland Sutton, good receiver. Not Diggs, but good receiver.
Yeah.
58 for 776.
All right, so what are you saying? Take the under on the
Diggs? I'm just saying we're expecting way too much out of Steph Diggs to come in and be a one.
Because they're so desperate for it.
No.
They put themselves in the spot. They need him to be.
They are, but how many teams were lining up for Diggs? None.
No.
And part of the reason is the lack of production coming off an ACL.
Yeah, but you see those workout videos?
I've seen a lot of his videos.
Yeah, well, I know.
Maybe some would say not enough.
Man,
but
true.
I've seen a lot of his videos. They're 31 expecting something out of Diggs. Where the track record coming off an ACL, which I know most people brush aside. They're like, oh, it's not a significant injury. Guys come back from it. They do. But their year one production, not great.
No, that's scary.
This list proves it.
That's scary because you don't know who else can really step up and be that. And how good can an offense be if it's just a bunch of guys and not like the one or two that you can really highlight? You know, like you already have six guys with 500 yards receiving, like that kind of thing? Or no, you need a couple of go-to guys.
Yeah. So there you go. That's our thoughts on the Patriots. Weapons you can discuss at 617-779-7937. Let's get to the Red Sox. Another trade deadline list came out, this one from Jeff Passan, who, by the way, just did, in a related story, very extensive reporting on the Red Sox. He has Alex Bregman and Jaron Duran 1 and 2 on his list.
What?
He also has Aroldis Chapman on the list, and last night's star, Walker P. Euler, as I like to refer to him.
Take that guy, please. That guy's the worst.
So let's get to the Red Sox. It's two really terrible, rough, horrible losses in a row for the Red Sox. And if you're reading the tea leaves, I don't like this approach, but if you're reading the tea leaves, they're one step closer to being sellers at the trade deadline. We'll do all that with your phone calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.